Good day and welcome to Father Tom DiLorenzo's radio ministry in season and out of season. My name is Alan Bissett. Father Tom asked me to fill in for him for the week. I've been working with him for many years. I help him out with the music at his worship services. Father Tom is on retreat this week and would appreciate your prayers. I was blessed recently to be able to complete a CD, and the songs on that CD deal with the call of God on our lives, our hunger and thirst for God, and his response to that hunger and thirst, his pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Father Tom allowed me to sing two of his inspired songs on that CD, and we will be listening to those on tomorrow's broadcast, so you won't want to miss that. So we've been listening to the songs on the CD, looking at the scriptures that inspired those songs, and commenting on those scriptures. Earlier in the week, we looked at the 35th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, and we saw that there the desert and the parched land rejoice and bloom. They bloom with abundant flowers. They rejoice with joyful song, because streams burst forth in the desert, life-giving water bursts forth in the desert, and what once was a desert becomes a fertile oasis. Now this is an image of what Jesus wants to do in our lives through his Holy Spirit. He wants us to bloom. He wants us to blossom and become fruitful and fertile. Now in this once parched land, there is a highway called the Holy Way, and it is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. So we are called to walk on this Holy Way. We also looked at Psalm 95 and saw that it's a call to rejoice in God, to praise him, to worship him for his great kindness and just for who he is. And it's also a call to listen to his voice each and every day and to not harden our hearts, but to listen, believe, and obey so that we can enter into our promised land. That first generation of Israelites who were freed from slavery in Egypt did not enter into the promised land because they had hardened their hearts against God. So this should serve as a warning for us. Today we will be looking at some of the ways that God worked through his Holy Spirit to bless the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament church. Let's begin by looking at what happened on the Feast of Pentecost. First of all, before he ascended to be with his Father, Jesus told his disciples to not leave Jerusalem. Wait, rather, for the fulfillment of my Father's promise, of which you have heard me speak. John baptized with water, but within a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now remember that Jesus came to reveal to us the heart of the Father. The night before he died, one of the things he told his disciples, his apostles, was, "If you really knew me, you would know my Father also. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. The words I speak are not spoken of myself. It is the Father who lives in me, accomplishing his works. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." So this Holy Spirit that Jesus longed to send, the Father also longed to pour out upon us. Jesus also said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes down upon you. Then you are to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, and Samaria, yes, even to the ends of the earth." So now, on the day of Pentecost, when the apostles and 120 disciples and Mary were gathered in the upper room, suddenly, from up in the sky, there came a noise like a strong driving wind, which was heard all through the house where they were seated. Tongues as of fire appeared, which parted and came to rest on each of them. All were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to express themselves in foreign tongues and make bold proclamations as the Spirit prompted them. So something very interesting is going on here. The Holy Spirit is manifesting himself as a mighty rushing wind, and then as tongues of fire, which come and rest on each of the disciples in that upper room. And then those disciples begin to speak in other tongues. They begin to boldly proclaim the mighty works of God as the Spirit prompts them. Let's look now at the 7th chapter of the prophet Daniel. Daniel had a vision of the ancient Almighty One seated on his throne. His clothing was as bright as snow. His hair was white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attending him. A little later, it says, one like the Son of Man, coming on the clouds of heaven, was presented before the Ancient One on the throne. He was given dominion, glory, and kingship, and his dominion is an everlasting dominion and shall never be taken away, and his kingship shall never be destroyed. So here we see the Father Almighty, the Holy Spirit, the flames of fire round about the throne, the love of God, fiery love of God, and the Son of Man, Jesus, being brought to the Father to receive dominion and authority and power and kingship. Let's look now at the 6th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah also had a vision of the Almighty One. I'm reading now from the 6th chapter. I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim was stationed above. Each of them had 6 wings. With 2 they veiled their faces, with 2 they veiled their feet, and with two they hovered aloft. Now the word seraphim means the fiery one. These angelic creatures are so close to God, they just burn with that love of God which surrounds the throne of God that we saw in the book of Daniel. They cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook and the house was filled with smoke. Then Isaiah said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim, one of these fiery angelic beings, flew to him, and holding a fiery coal, an ember which he had taken with tongs from the altar, he touched the mouth of Isaiah, and he said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin is purged." Then the Lord called. Isaiah heard a voice saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me." So we see that Isaiah, in the presence of the Almighty God, recognized his lack of holiness, recognized that he was a man of unclean lips. He needed to be cleansed so that he could begin to do the work God called him to. So he was cleansed with that fiery coal. So this is very similar to what happened to the apostles and disciples in the upper room. The Holy Spirit manifested himself as tongues of fire and touched the lips of the apostles so they could be purified and prepared and empowered to do the work of God. Let's listen now to a song called Fire of God.
Father, send down words of Isaiah, with a fiery coal from before your throne. Touch our lips, O Lord, with tongues of fire. Purify us, make us yours alone. As Jeremiah devoured your word, and it became a fire burning in his bones. Place your law within us, write it upon our hearts, that we may know you and be yours alone. Saw the glory blazing round your throne. Give us a vision of your glory, that we may worship you alone.
Burn in our hearts, burn in our hearts, burn in our hearts.
Ask the Holy Spirit to renew the face of the earth, to renew our lives, to burn in our hearts, to renew the lives of those we love and care about as we listen to Pentecost Suite.
Come, thou Holy Spirit, come.
come within our bosom shine. Thou of comforters the best, thou the soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. Where thou art not, man hath not. Nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of dryness, pour thy dew, wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray. Confess thee evermore, in thy sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them thy salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end.
Come and hover over us. Come.
come and hover over us. Come thou, holy wind from heaven, come and hover over us. Come and hover over us.
Thank you for joining us today. I'd like to remind you that you can donate to Father Tom's radio ministry if you would like by writing to In Season and Out of Season, P. P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Massachusetts, 02128. P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And if you'd like to obtain the music that we've been playing today and all this week on the broadcasts, you could go to the Running Streams Music website. That's runningstreams.com, runningstreams, one word, .com. Or you could call 603-588-2918, 603-588-2918. Thanks so much for joining us today. May the Holy Spirit bless you richly and renew your life. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful ones.